Masechtas Alos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav now goes back to a machlokes we learned in Mishnah Beis, where Rabbi Kiva and the Chachamim were arguing if you have the minimum shear of blood, which is a quarter loik, but that minimum shear is made up not from one mace, but rather from two mesim. So it's not enough. The blood from one mace is not enough, but when you combine that blood with blood from another mace together, they make up the minimum shear. Is that metame? Do you say that the two shiurim from the two mesim can combine to make up a minimum shear of a quarter loig in order to be metame to masoil? So now we're going to apply that machloik as we Rabbi Kiva said that it's tame, and Acham said no, that it's not tame to masoil. So we're going to apply that machloik now to various other examples. So Zak Mishnevav, Hashid Rav Akogarlis Mishne Mason. What if you have a spine or a skull? Now, if you had an entire spine or skull from one mace, certainly it's going to be metame to masoil. But here, you have it, but it's only made up from two mason, meaning you have parts of it from two mason that together make up a complete spine or skull. Or Revias Da Mishne Mason, and again, repeating that halacha from Mishne Beis, where you have the Revias Dam from two mason. V'roivat Samas Mishne Mason, you have a quarter kav of bones from two mason. And again, you don't have the minimum shear from one of the mesim. Only combined do you have the minimum shear. Of Ever min ames mishnei mesim. And you have an Ever from a dead corpse. Again, the minimum shear is made up only from two different mesim. Ever min achai mishnei anashim. Or you have Ever min achai minimum shear from two live people. So then, Rabbi Kiva mitame v'chame mitaren. So, just like we learned in Mishnah Beis, the Rabbi Kiva holds that you can combine the minimum shear of blood to make up, to be metami to masoil. So too over here, Rabbi Kiva holds that it's metami to masoil. The chachamim mitarin, the chachamim hold that it's tar in terms of to masoil. Obviously, the chachamim agree that if you touch it or carry it, you're going to be tame to a mace. But they hold it's not enough to be metami to masoil. That you can't combine the shiurim to be metami to masoil. Now, the source of the machlokes is something we said in Mishnah Beis, but we'll repeat it here, which is the pasuk in Vayikra that says V'al kol nafshois meis lo yavo, that it says a person should not come in contact with a dead body. Now, nafshois, the word nafshois is technically plural. So Rabbi Kiva says that since nafshois means could mean many different nafshois, various plural souls. So Zok Rabbi Kiva, you see from there that nafshois meis, that you can combine to mace him in order to make up the minimum shear for oihel. However, the Chachamim argue and they say, no, the word nafshos is written without a vav. So it could be read nafshas. It could be read as if it's a singular. And since it could be read like it's singular, so they learn out that it means that you need a minimum shear of blood from one mace in order to be metami to mazoyel. And you're not going to combine any of these shiurim together to make up that minimum shear for oihel. The Mishnah Zayin continues with a similar machlokes. We're talking about not even from two different mesim. We're talking about you have one mace, but you don't have enough of a shear in one bone, or as in one object. It's made up of multiple objects. So the Mishnah is going to discuss whether the various smaller objects can combine to make up the minimum shear together, even if it's from one mace. So Zok Mishnah Zayin, Etzem Kisayra Shenechlak Lishnayim. So you have an Etzem Kisayra, Etzem, a bone the size of a barley corn. So normally, if you have a bone the size of a barley corn, so that's enough to be metame. And here we're talking about Tuma altogether. We're not just talking about Tuma soil. We're talking about even touching and carrying. Is it enough to convey Tuma altogether? So Etzem Kisayra, normally that's the minimum shear. But here, it was Shenechlak Lishnayim. It was divided in two. So neither one by itself is enough to make up the minimum shear to be metame, but together, do they combine together to make up the minimum shear? If you touch or carry them together, Rabbi Kiva metame. Rabbi Kiva holds, yeah, if you're going to touch, even though on their own it's not large enough to convey tumah, but if you touch or carry both of them together, then that's going to be enough to convey tumah to the person. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri metar. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds, no, that it is tar, that since each piece by itself is not enough to be metame, so we don't say that together they combine to make tumah. If each piece is tar, so you have two tar pieces of bone, they're not mitstarev to make up the shear. Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Lai Amru, he explains his reasoning. Lai Amru Atzamais Kisayra. If you look at the Halacha L'Moshe Misinai that we have as a Mesayra, it doesn't say Atzamais Kisayra, bones, meaning multiple bones can make up a barley corn. Ella, rather, the Mesayra is Atzam Kisayra. You need one bone the size of a barley corn. If you don't have one bone the size of a barley corn, then various bones are not going to be Mitzarev to make up that shear. Next, the Mishnah continues. Rav Atzamai Shenikdaku, Shenikdak, Shenidaktiku. If you have a quarter kav of bones, but it was crushed to the point, so the quarter kav of bone, which is the minimum shear, was crushed to the point that you don't no longer have a singular bone the size of a barley corn. Is that enough to convey toma? If Shimon Mitai, Reb Shimon holds that it's tahar. Again, similar, based on the similar sheet that we said before, that once it's not enough of a shear to be mitame, so then they don't combine. They're individual tar pieces. Vacham mitame, and the Chacham hold that no, it is going to be tame. Again, following based on the same sheet that we said before of Rabbi Akiva. And then the Mishnah continues with a third case. Eiver menachai shenechak l'shnayim. So let's say you have eiver menachai. You have a limb from two live people, a limb from one live person, but shenechak l'shnayim. So you had the minimum shear, but now it was divided into two. So when it was first separated, it was enough to be mitame. But now it was divided into two, so tar. So the Tanakhama holds it's going to be tar, Rabbi Yossi mitame. Rabbi Yossi holds that it is going to be mitstaref to be mitame. However, umayde, Rabbi Yossi will admit, shem nita chatzayim shu tar, that if it was taken off from the live person, if it was taken off from him in half at a time, then it's certainly going to be tar. In other words, Rabbi Yossi is saying like this, if you took off the minimum shear at once, and then you just broke the minimum shear into two once it was separated from the person, fine. So that'll still be mitzdarif. But if you took it off, if you took off half of the minimum shear from the live person, and then you took off a second half, so when each half came off, the half by itself was tar, it's that half is not going to be combined with a second half from the person to be mitame. It's only if they were both taken off at the same time together that then they would be mitzdarif if they were separated from each other afterwards.